You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, what's up, party people? What a hilarious episode we have this week with Matt Eisman, Anthony Cumia, and Bobby Kelly. But you know, sometimes you want to buy a magical gift for somebody. Look at the way the mic just keeps disappearing. This really is a world of wonderment. Buy yourself a Chip Chipperson cameo. What better gift to a girl who's not attracted to you anymore? Or maybe your mother's not feeling too well, or your father's lonely. What a fine gift. The gift of laughter. Cameo.com/Chip Chipperson. So whatever piece of garbage in your life you don't want to physically buy a gift for, this is a great way to give them something thoughtless.
I would fucking kill to be you. You got fuck you money. You live in a mansion. You got a heated pool and you're banging a fucking 21-year-old. I would kill to be you. I'm in a shed. I'm overweight. And my wife hasn't fucking showered in 3 days.
This fucking quarantine's pretty rough on the hygiene.
Oh, all right, guys. God. Hold on a second. I'll be right there. Hold on a second. Signing right in with some laughter. Okay. All right, what's up, everybody?
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Chippa.
Ha ha. Well,
what's up, Matt?
Fucking the back wall is
hey, Bobby.
Appropriate.
Yeah, it's a lot of laughter is going to happen.
Wall. Yeah, it looks like a cool. Batman. How you doing, comic, Bob? Like you're punching the laughs.
That's what I'm doing, yeah. Pow, boom. When I was a boy and I would watch Batman, I would always yell, hey, Ma, look, the bulge in Robin's trousers sure is big. And she'd say, oh, Chippa, go to the garage. Ma's going to watch along with the rolling pin.
First of all, why is it say Ed instead of your name, Chip Chipperson?
Oh, let me change that. Hold on a second. You know what?
I shouldn't say that.
Hold on. Probably Norton when he's going into his fucking all-male rooms. Hold on one second. Oh, I think if I call myself Ed, nobody will know it's me. Fucking suck. Piece of garbage. He knows he's not recognizable enough from TV. All right, that's chill. All right, how's that mic? Is that mic kind of fluctuating? All right, this is good. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, everybody. Bob, welcome back. You got another shot at the audition. I'm happy you came.
What?
You look good. You look like you lost a lot of weight. I haven't seen you in a while.
I lost some weight, yes. Thank you very much. I auditioned? What?
Yeah, no, I know you wanted to get back into the podcast loop. Wow, this is kind of cool, this going in and out. And I wanted to put you on a big show with Matty Eisman.
Yeah, I thank you very much,
Bobby.
Yeah, Chip, I appreciate it. Thank you, Matt, for letting me do this.
Yeah, it is a big show. It's a big show anytime Bobby Kelly's on.
It sure is.
Why do you have hot? Why are you in front of a green screen, Chip?
There's no green screen. It's just the way I live my life because I am kind of like the Joker.
Oh wow, a lot of laughs. Yeah, I see that.
A lot of gonna sick die of shit an overdose. Too.
You never know what's going to pop up behind Chippa.
Yeah, I was on a talk show once. I fucking shot the guy.
You shot a guy?
Yep. It's from the Joker movie. Just stop it, Chip. We all saw it.
No, I didn't. I was fucking on a train and three fucking, you know how the New York subways are, them fucking guys in suits that always get you. So three guys in suits approached me and I fucking shot all three of them and I danced in the bathroom.
If you're going to try to rip off a movie, pick something like Furry Vengeance, something no one ever saw.
Oh, please. Norton thought he was going to the top with that one. You know, Brooke Shields really is a big actress, and Brendan Fraser was the mummy.
But
was
we
he
know really? Jimmy will always be a bottom.
It stinks, and I don't like it.
That's Norton's shining moment, 2002 in Spider-Man. He's like, you know, this is how it starts. How what starts? It's how it ends, Jim.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a good time today, though, because Matty Eisman, you know, you and I think a lot alike. Tell me about your game show. It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I have a new podcast game show out called Factorious, where we give you a clue. That's the initials of the answer. And then we read you facts about it. And you try to guess it. And I had a chance to play it with a friend of yours, Jim Norton and Matt Serra, and we had a really good time. And Jim Norton won.
Isn't that great? He won a game show. Norton's really good. You know what game he's losing at? The game of show business and life. But I'm glad he won the game show with Matt Serra. But let's be honest, he didn't exactly beat fucking Stephen Hawking.
Why? What are you saying, Matt? Are you saying Matt isn't an intelligent guy? What are you saying?
No, Matt's not a trivia guy. You know, Matt's a fucking guy who strangles you and leaves you shit in your own pants in the middle of the mall. That's who Matt is. He's a fucking strangle you to shut you up guy. Norton had to be funny. Hey, don't pick on me because I blow my friends. What's that?
Were they hard questions?
Not for me. They work. Matt, let's do a quick round, and then I'll debut a game that I have.
Okay. All right, we're going to play Factorious on Chip Chipperson. So your clue is PC. So for Bobby and Mr. C, that means the answer will start with the letters PC. PC.
Okay, Pekachua. Until
recently. Okay. Very good guess. Incorrect.
Okay.
Until recently.
Now, do you have to yell it out when you know it?
You only get one guess, but it's Chippa's show, so he gets to make the rules.
Yeah.
But say your name when you think you got it.
PC, Paul to the Corinthians. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Until recently.
Peter Cetera.
Sorry. Peter Cetera is a very good guess. I do. Until recently, the type of PC called the whole shebang was only sold in prison. They're so good, former prisoners are known for trying to get them on the outside. The earliest known PC recipe is found in William Kitchener's cookbook, The Cook's Oracle, published in 1822. The most popular PC flavor in
popcorn.
America.
Popcorn. Nope.
Popcorn is one word, but it is not correct. That means Bobby and Chip, the rest of this is for you. Fuck. The most popular PC flavor in America is plain, followed by barbecue. Then sour
potato
cream.
Potato chips. Chicken.
I heard.
I said potato chips.
What's that?
My name's potato chips.
It is potato chips, Chippa.
You don't even know what he just said.
Holy shit. Look at
that's
that.
That's cheating because it's part of his name. That's a conflict of interest. It's part of his name. I say it's cheating.
Dude.
Fuck it.
I knew it was
why don't you do the next one? S.A. and then make it St. Anthony. I'll win that one. You got his name in the goddamn answer. Matt.
There was a clue.
Hey, no.
We're not doing that one for Anthony.
Anthony, it's okay, Anthony. It's all right.
I'm getting a little angry.
Don't. You guys, we'll do another round of Matt.
Stop drinking.
And then I'll debut. We'll do another round of Matt. And then I'll debut.
I got another one here for you guys. So once again, your clue will be P. Your clue is P.
Beverage in Norton's house.
Fallout Boy and Glenn Campbell both have songs with P in the title. So does Reba McEntire.
Because it's Glenn Campbell. He didn't know what it was either. All right, hold on. All right, Reba McEntire, P.
No Glenn Campbell.
The Jefferson Hotel in P was featured in the opening sequence of Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 slasher thriller Psycho. Supposedly, P is also where Irving Berlin penned the lyrics to his iconic song, White Christmas, while
Pennsylvania.
Relaxing by the pool. Good guess, Chippa. Not correct. On average, there are more sunny days in P than there are in any other metropolitan city in the United States.
Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania.
P is the most populous city in Arizona.
Phoenix.
I heard Chippa first again.
But he already said the wrong answer.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how the rules work.
I understand you want to kiss the ass of the host of the show, but Jesus, stick to the rules. He said it. He was out. It was between me and Bobby. Bobby said Pennsylvania again, even though Chip said it first, which is really stupid, Bobby. And then I waited. You said Arizona. Of course, it's Phoenix.
Okay. Listen, here's the way we'll do it.
Phoenix.
We'll be one to one.
It's not like you're a genius. He said Arizona. P, Phoenix. It was fucking what?
I know Greg Campbell by the time I get to Phoenix.
Is that what he said? By the time I get to Phoenix?
He was 27 when he wrote it.
I know. And he was heading to Jersey.
Poor fella.
All right, let's do another round then, because Anthony and I are tied. I'll give Comey it out.
All right.
Bobby, all right. You got to think a little faster. Let me click the old pen. God. All right. Oh, now.
Though.
All right, not here we go.
At first.
Phoenix.
Your clue on Chippa Factorius, H-C. So okay. The answer will start with the letters H-C. Mark Twain was born and also died on years where H-C was around. One of those years was 1835.
Halley's Comet.
Chippa!
Wow! One.
Got
yeah,
it!
I'll give you that. That was legit. Jesus.
Now, you know why? Because I used to do, I remember I was a kid and I used to write all these like fucking stories about Halley's Comet and how someday me and my friend Marshall are going to get a bunch of people to fucking cut their dicks off and lay in bed. And if the comet comes, we're going to get some Nikes and go on it.
Right.
Marshall Herf Applewhite. White,
what was his name?
Marshall Applewhite. White apple. Yeah. Delicious.
Applewhite. White apple. Yeah. Of course I said
purple
that.
Nikes.
Marshall Applewhite.
Chip, what's on your head?
My headphones and my hat.
What's your hat? What is that?
I wish it was a sponge and a metal plate.
But you would like that. I get electrocuted.
Where's the chief? Listen. Where's the chief in a pillow when we need him?
No, dude, because I get smothered to death. I'm a little feet kick like that. Foot. Now, hold on a second, Matt. Now, you've inspired me. My game show might be a little better, but so we don't have to compete. We could work together.
All right. Chip, I'm always open for a spinoff show. Yeah.
All right. This is called Take Me to the Dance. All right. That's the name of my fucking game show. So what happens is I pick it's good. Take Me to the Dance, because that's what you have to say when you want to answer a question. So here's the way it works.
Are you doing the show from the cave that Osama bin Laden was doing his live feed from?
Because those were funnier.
You're stutter stepping. You're fucking garbage, Jim.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No, we can hear you, but your video's a little choppy.
Your video's choppy.
Oh, goddamn it.
It's all right. I mean, it goes with your character, but you're a little choppy.
Okay. You look like one of those anime things of Billy the Bass Fisherman.
Yes.
Where are we going?
That was a good character.
Hold on a sec.
Are you trying to fix it?
The Hollywood guy. Yeah, you can't fix it.
You can't fix it now.
Hold on a second. Let me put a better game show background. Now everybody's going to hurt my feelings and shit. Hold on one second.
I don't think it's...
it's not the background.
It's not the background. It's your internet.
No, it's the background's fucking us up, right? We need something game show-ish.
Are you filming it on a Trio 750?
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
It's like the Gong Show a little bit.
How's my internet now?
It's still like a Trio 750.
Okay. I don't know Bobby, what to tell you.
It's okay. It actually goes pretty well with the character.
Yeah.
Not a character. Hold on a second. All right, you're going to the dance.
Take me to the dance.
You got 10 points for the first question, and then you get a follow-up question about the same subject. You got to say, it's time to boogie-woogie, and if you get that right, you get 32 points, and then if you get those two right, you go, I pick the next tune. That's the next subject, unless you want to answer a third question about that subject, the 2,500 points, which is a little tough one, and you got to say, come on, daddy, let's cha-cha-cha. It's a dance theme. All right. So who wants to go first?
What the fuck did you just say?
At least it's simple. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I got my scorecard. Okay. You're going to the dance. You got three subjects. Tropical Tropics, Throw Away the Key, and Butter, Butter, Butter.
Oh, we'll say butter, butter, butter for Bobby Kelly. I'll do tropical drinks.
Oh. No, tropical tropics.
Tropical tropics.
Okay. Hold on a second. Where'd you go? God damn it, Anthony.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Anthony had to go get some more
we'll
stuff.
We'll fix it.
No, all right. Hold on a second.
We're back.
Press button to start shooting. Tropical.
Yeah. Tropical tropics. Okay.
Tropics.
What's a tropical country that has a water brand named after it?
I would think Fiji.
Fiji. Boogie. Do I yell
nope,
that?
Matt got it. Nope. Fucking Batty Eisman got it.
Okay, it's time to boogie oogie.
Okay, this is the next question, the same topic. What ocean is Fiji in?
I'm going to go with the Pacific Ocean.
Up, 2 points, 32 plus 10. Okay.
Time to dance, Daddy.
Okay, come on, Daddy. Let's cha-cha-cha.
Come on,
okay.
Daddy. Cha-cha-cha.
This is the third question. Which one of my friends got arrested in Fiji? My friend Phil for clipping his toenails and putting them in a potato salad in the deli. My mother's friend Clemens for strong-arming an elderly woman by pushing over her dialysis machine. My cousin's boyfriend Jeffrey Klugman for throwing firecrackers into a nursery.
Jeffrey Klugman. I'm going with Jeffrey Klugman, final answer.
Nope. Wow! My friend Phil for clipping his toenails and putting them in potato salad in his deli. All right. Bobby or Anthony, which one of you guys is, come on, who wants to go to the dance?
I want to dance. Who wants to dance? I'll dance.
All right. What? Anthony, you're going to the dance. Yeah. Tropical Tropics. Throw away the key or butter, butter, butter.
Butter, butter, butter.
Okay. What is a milch cow?
What?
What is a milch cow?
Oh, God. Am I supposed to make a zilch cow joke now?
No, it's a milch cow. It's a real thing.
A milch cow?
Yep.
A milch cow is a cow that is used to make milch.
Close. Bobby, do you want to steal it?
It's a dairy cattle.
What's a dairy cattle? Is that dairy with your terrible accent?
Dairy.
Dairy. What is it, in fucking a Stephen King novel? Yeah, it's where it was filmed. All right, hold on. Okay, yeah, it is a dairy cattle. Cow kept the milking. As a matter of fact, one time I remember I punched Marina Blahonovic in the cooter for calling my mother a fucking milch cow with skin tags on her neck. Okay.
What am I doing?
Hold on a second. Daddy's ear, Richard.
Jesus.
What the All fuck? Right, Bobby, do you want a boogie woogie?
I want a boogie woogie.
Okay. What's a cemental?
Cemental? A cemental?
Yep.
A cemental. What's a cemental?
Yep. Matt, any idea?
Is this under Bob's butter, butter, floundering. Butter?
This is under butter, butter, butter,
butter, butter.
It's something that you pour to make a sidewalkle.
No. God damn it. No.
Oof. Cemental. A cemental is like an X-ray, I think.
Why would that be under butter, butter, butter?
I don't know.
No, it's a breed of cattle with notoriously human-feeling genitalia. All right.
No.
Who the fuck is supposed to know that?
Well, all right. Since nobody got it.
Cemental?
Since nobody got it. Yeah. Since nobody got it.
Is that a fat joke towards me?
No. No, it was about a man having sex with a cow.
Yeah.
You know what? Oh, Jesus.
Listen, Christ. Listen. Now, since none of you's got it,
yeah,
the 2,500 point, come on, Daddy, let's cha-cha-cha question is available for this category.
Oh, look, I want to dance. I want to dance. Let me dance.
Okay, I'll Anthony, dance. you get a shot. Yeah. When I was younger, I had a pet cow named Glenn when I was growing up. I kept him in my room. How did my cow Glenn pass away?
Are
you fucking it?
I've known all of Chip's animals over the years. I've heard stories of how they passed away. And it's never just a car runs them over or old age.
There's three options.
It's always some Oh, it's multiple choice. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Did Glenn the cow die from old age? Did he have a heart attack from laughing when I tickled his udders? Or did he pass away when Reggie shattered the front of his face with an iron? For mooing too loud while Soul Train was on.
I'm going to see. His face was smashed in with an iron for mooing too loud during Soul Train.
Good guess. Good guess. 2,500.
This is the fucking... Jesus Christ.
That must have been traumatic. He's had a peaceful death in the Chipperson household.
Holy fucking Toledo.
They're always terrible deaths.
All right, Bobby and Matt, how about this? If you guys want to do one more round, tropics. Throw away the key. Or throw away the key. Okay. What state has the highest incarceration rate in the nation?
Texas.
Good guess.
Houston. Wow. No, Huntsville,
none of you're wrong,
Texas.
But it was a good guess.
Huntsville.
Totally wrong.
Huntsville, Texas.
No. If it's not in Texas, it wouldn't be in Huntsville, Texas. Not
is
New
it
York.
The capital?
Alabama.
Nope.
Did you say city or state?
State.
State. I will have to
Mississippi.
Go.
Florida.
It's got to be California.
Nope. All wrong. Oklahoma.
Massachusetts.
Oklahoma.
What?
Oklahoma.
Per capita? Don't give me per capita shit.
Nope. It's Oklahoma.
It's not Oklahoma.
It is Oklahoma. It yes, it Oklahoma. Is. Used to be Louisiana, but now it's Oklahoma.
It's
believe
such
me. All right, listen.
Why should we believe you?
Because I'm the one doing it. Go ahead, Ant. You look it up. But while you're looking it up.
Tony fact checker over there.
Yeah, what are you fucking checking facts or something? But since nobody got it, the good news is everybody has the opportunity to fucking do the cha-cha-cha and get 2,500 points.
Let's cha-cha-cha.
All right.
Who's cha-cha-chaing?
All three of you, because none of you got it right. So whoever wants it can steal it. All right, Maddie, I'm going to give it to you.
Let's do it. All right, but let's have a chip.
Okay. When I was in second grade, my school put on Oklahoma the Musical. I wanted to be in it, but the teacher put Smitty Vonnegut in instead. Did Smitty, A, do a marvelous job and win the praise of everyone? B, do one day of rehearsal and then have his teeth knocked out with a hammer by a giggling boy in a Shirley Jones mask? Or C, have a box of his kittens backed over in the driveway?
I'm going to, can I ask if Chippa, do you own a Shirley Jones mask?
Presently, no.
I'm going to go with B. He got his face smashed in by someone in a Shirley Jones mask.
2,500 to Maddie on the fucking board.
By the way,
yep.
Oklahoma, the state with the highest incarceration rate.
Yep.
Second only to Louisiana.
No, but it passed Louisiana. It is now first. Believe me, my friend.
I mean, second is Louisiana, but I can't fathom that Chip knew that.
Listen to me. Oklahoma. Fucking, they don't call me Chippy Research for nothing.
I think the search part is wrong, but.
All right, one more. Guys, let's do one more. Alcatraz, Bobby, this is for you. Alcatraz was a prison that they said nobody could A, beat in a spelling bee, C, a B, escape from, or C, paint in 30 minutes.
B.
B. See, Bob, on the board with 10.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Bobby, you want to fucking boogie-woogie go to the next round?
I love the boogie-woogie.
Okay.
Is there an option where I can boogie-woogie into my house?
No! Okay, go
ahead. Is it getting cold in the shed?
Yeah, it's getting cold out here.
All right. Okay. There's one federal supermax prison in the U.S. Where is it? What state?
Colorado. Oh.
Yep.
Colorado.
Colorado.
See, now Maddie went out of order, but sorry. Bobby was still technically, so I don't know if Bobby just stole from
Bobby
Maddie who was going for the steal, but Bobby got it. Bobby,
it is
looks
Colorado,
to me.
Huh?
It's Colorado.
You want to pick up 2,500 and they are ready to cha-cha-cha, Daddy?
I would love to cha-cha-cha.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, this is the tough question of the three. Now, I was in a Bible study group with a guy named Little Teddy Gibbons from Colorado. We always used to tease him all the time because... A, he always had on mismatched socks. B, he would always lose at Space Invaders. Or C, his parents and three younger siblings were slaughtered in a home invasion.
I'm gonna have to go with C.
That'll be the answer. Old Teddy Gibbons.
Or little Teddy. The whole Gibbons family?
Yep, he was in the closet picking his nose. They didn't even know he was in there. Teddy nose picker. All right.
Saved his life.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Very I feel like tragic. We're all going to end up in a well in the basement of somebody's house.
Oh, very tragic.
Oh, this is fun. I hope you guys are enjoying it. See, Matt, I don't want you to think I'm competing game for game. If you want to do another.
Chipper, your game's awesome.
All right, we'll play one more round. All right, but this one.
Oh, Jesus. God damn it, Matt.
Hey, Matt's an actual Hollywood game show host. It's crazy. Okay.
Matt's a real game show host.
The presence of greatness.
Matt, go to you.
All right.
Longest prison sentence in U.S. history. Longest prison sentence actually served. Yeah, let me amend. I'm not a perfect host.
What did Brooks serve at Shawshank? I'm going to go with 73 years.
Goddamn good guess. Not quite right.
I'll have to go with 75 years.
Nope, you're even a little farther away.
Price is Bobby right. K. Come on, Bobby.
Bobby K.
Is he looking down to?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Bob. You're just thinking about
this.
It.
Bobby's Googling this.
No, I won't.
How long?
He already did.
68 years.
That's right. 68 years, 296 days.
What a lying sack of shit.
$10 for Bobby K. Bobby gets 10 points.
He's
all right,
just
Bobby.
Looking down the whole time.
All right, Bobby. Since we're going on to the next one, what was the first state to abolish the death penalty?
Let me say this again.
Yeah, go ahead now, Bob.
Hang on one
second. What was the first state?
What was the first state to abolish
the death penalty?
Are you just saying it so Siri can answer for you?
Yeah, just blurt it out.
Nah, he ain't. Don't do that. That ain't right. What is it, Bob? Take a quick guess.
It's got to be. I was gonna say. I would have to say Michigan.
That's right. God damn, that's very good. 1846, but you probably knew that.
The acting out of Bobby Kelly is the most convincing he's ever done.
Yeah, really.
He memorized it because it's the same as his weight.
That's not very nice. Anthony, that's very, very, very
that would be
I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous.
That would be too heavy, Anthony.
Okay.
All right, Bobby.
That's
all
I can just say.
Oh, literal.
And coincidentally
Bobby.
Enough, it's Anthony's blood alcohol level.
Or
go, Chip, go.
No, don't do it.
How many $10 bills Chipper has?
Fuck, anticlimactic.
Man.
It's like such a letdown.
We're having a good time and we finally start laughing.
Can he end up like the Gibbons family?
Little Teddy Gibbons, though. He was a sad
Little
boy.
Teddy Gibbons.
Every time they would read the commandments, thou shalt not kill, he would just start to sniffle in the back.
All right, am I gonna hockey, hockey, hockey?
It's gotta go to Daddy. I'm ready to cha cha cha.
Daddy, I'm ready to cha cha cha.
Okay, this is the tough question for 2,500 points. Right. I've been arrested 28 times. Now I was arrested for the same thing the 7th time, the 11th time, and the 23rd time. 3 times for the same thing. Was it sidekicking an old lady down an escalator after my first karate class? Screaming disco socks as I threw a box of BG records off the roof of a 35-story building?
Yeah. That's cool.
Or getting zooted and burning down a butterfly sanctuary?
It would have to be, it's going to have to be the butterfly sanctuary.
How many really?
You love to get zooted.
I thought it was the zooted. Kick. I thought you were kicking old ladies. You only did that once. Very chip-like.
That was my first karate lesson.
The second one was definitely what Jim Norton did.
Oh, first karate lesson. You're right. God, what an obvious red herring.
First
that right.
was. But I don't know how many butterflies. Was it the same one that they rebuilt after a few years and burnt it down again?
Nah, I remember getting fucked up and then driving for like 2 days looking for one.
There aren't many around as far as
not anymore. There's not, no, because they would fucking bug me less. So much. I got a new Camaro.
And would bug you? Fucking,
what's that?
The butterfly places would bug you?
Fuck!
Bobby, you don't even know what you just said.
I think he does. That's why he said it.
So I'm driving. And I fucking finally found one after like 2 days. Cause one time I got like a fucking, I had an IROC. I got some fucking nice IROC, a used IROC, and there was some shit on it. And somebody told me it was a butterfly. So I had like a whole fucking thing. So three times I burned down butterfly sanctuaries.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you not burn them down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That might be it, guys. I don't think there's any more questions.
So what was the final
murder
score?
Hornets?
I didn't think of murder hornets. I didn't keep score. I was just like a practice round, you know.
Oh, he doesn't even keep score?
Nah, just, you know, everybody got
Matt,
a couple
that's
points.
That's what you
got
to do. That's what you got to do on your show, Matt. Just there's don't no keep score.
Hey, everyone we all win. We all win like because we got the gift of laughter.
Yes.
Okay, how about this?
Hollywood right. Matt.
All right, how about this? I'll give one for each of you. Start with Matt. What's the biggest rainforest in the world?
The Amazon.
Fuck. I need to get sound effect. Fut, fut, fut. Okay, that was really good. Now, why is the rainforest called the rainforest?
Because even when it's not raining, there's still precipitation in it.
Okay, high moisture. Right. I don't know the answer. I was just curious.
Under the canopy. The canopy.
Here she is.
Wait,
keep
canopy.
Your arms inside the vehicle.
Wait, hold on. Anthony said canopy. If everybody wants, you guys could riff a little and then I'll step in and just hit the home run.
All right. Canopy. What about a can of carrots?
What did the little boy ask the teacher when he had to go to the bathroom?
Oh, wait. No, I was going to do a canopy one. No, I was going to do a canopy one. Like, do something else.
Hey, little Jim Norton, what do you want for Christmas?
Probably colorful. Oh, geez. What?
I think it was a canopy.
No, I was going to say something, but Matt stole my thing that I was going to say.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, canopy. Bobby, what's your jacket size?
Oh,
1846. Oh,
Canopy.
Okay. It was a canopy.
Tiny self-deprecating, and Chip just makes it 20 times worse.
Oh, why am I here?
I have hold on a second.
That's really esoteric of you. We'll talk about it in a minute. Hold on.
What the fuck? What old lady did you mug for that hat?
Yo, this was a fucking gift from my Aunt Thelma.
Your Aunt Thelma.
I have an Aunt Thelma.
Yeah. Yeah, that explains
your mother's sister?
She was a friend of the family, my Uncle Stanley and my Aunt Thelma. And she got very sick and she was rotting away with cancer and she had millions of dollars she gave away. And then I came in and she was like, "Ah, Chipper, I forgot about you." And she gave me this hat that smelled like dandruff.
That's a tragic story.
You lost out. All right.
All right. Now you got one more question, Matt, if you want to take the gold.
Yeah. I want to boogie. Take me to the dance, Daddy.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Okay. I spent 6 years working on a 700-page screenplay about a boy who, A, got lost in the rainforest on a class trip and met a space alien named Larry. B, lived in the rainforest with a bunch of tigers and named them all Tony because it's funny. Or C, saved the rainforest in the hot summer by flying over it with a helicopter and spritzing water on the trees.
Wow. These are all fantastic.
700-page screenplay. Single space.
100 single space.
Isn't that what Colin Quinn gave the director of Crocodile Dundee too?
Yeah, he did that stupid, pompous idiot.
I don't know, but I've sensed the trend. It seems to have been the last answer. I'm going with C, flew a helicopter and spritzed it.
No.
Wow.
Who's stealing it?
That was a play.
Boogie, oogie, oogie. Get down, boogie, oogie, oogie.
Go ahead. Yes.
I don't know what the words were. Now, Matt had his answer, so that takes that one out of the mix.
Yep.
I do not believe there are any tigers indigenous to the Amazon. I think they are in India and certain parts of Asia. So I am going to go with the first choice, which was, what was that? You went to the rainforest, what'd you do?
A boy who got lost in the rainforest
right,
on a class
and the
trip
alien,
and met
Larry.
A space alien named Larry.
Named Larry, that's what I'm going for.
Damn it, Kumia, you win again.
All right!
You
I
win
knew
again.
It! Yep. My, my, my amazing animal habitat knowledge yep. got that one out for me.
I called it Larry and Me.
Carol Baskin would have helped you with that.
Yes.
Oh, you heard about that shit with the Tiger King?
I did. I didn't know if anyone else had.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, Jesus. It's old, Chip. It's 3 months old. We know.
Nah, but no, you probably cares. Don't know the news story.
What's the news story? What?
They're saying that she might have fucking killed her husband.
But that's the old fucking... They said nope. that in the fucking original.
No, they didn't.
Nicholas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic in a TV movie huh? type thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Hold on a second. Maybe he could do a face-off where he pulls the face off of fucking Carol's husband and he puts it in the tiger's mouth. How would that be?
That was a great movie and nobody can convince me otherwise.
Face-off? I mean, so my mother bad. Loved it.
Face?
Oh.
Lancaster Troy.
Oh, so douchey.
My favorite line was, I can eat a peach for hours.
That's Kenya. Fucking cool.
Yep. You think that's cool, Chip?
Yeah
Chip
fuck, yeah.
That's cool.
And Johnny T fucking jumping in there, fucking saving the day.
You think Nicolas Cage would want to be eaten by a tiger or sit next to a comedian that wanted to ask him if he should have smoke in the lights during his special?
Yep. Yep. Put that one down on the list of humiliating Morton moments. Should
I have smoke? I love that one. So should I have smoke in the, huh? What? One of my favorite Jimmy stories.
Fucking Norton does nothing but humiliate me.
He is a piece of shit.
On the scale of Norton stories, the most embarrassing, you would think it was when Norton was a boy and he was blowing his one friend and his other friend walked in and caught him and screamed at him for it. You'd think that would be it, but this Nicolas Cage thing, easily number one.
That was pretty bad, yeah. But you're a kid in the first one, so that's almost an excuse.
Yeah, but they were 40.
But you would just think the embarrassing thing is celebrity embarrassments. Even just the, Bob asking Robert De Niro for an autograph, touching his arm and going, Bob. And then Bob's just like, I got time.
And then to end up starring in a movie with him. What a life Jim Norton has led.
Starring? Yeah, can't wait till De Niro remembers.
Starring? You said starring?
Bobby takes some offense to starring.
Some umbrage.
Can that be in one of the questions? What starring mean in the movie?
I think that's a pretty good description.
Yeah. Starred with Bob De Niro in The Irishman. Yeah.
Sure, why not? I mean, when you look up the cast photo, I mean, he's in there.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
If you flip a couple pages.
Yo, I seen it. Norton fucking sucked.
He's awesome.
Fucking sucks. We going, Bob. We going. I'm getting a drink, that's all. Oh, cool. Hope you fucking fall over, crack your neck.
Oh, my God.
Lay there paralyzed in your own shit until someone finds you.
I mean, I can hear you. Why?
I know. There you go. Oh, little headphones. Little headphones. What are those, from a fucking Walkman? What are you drinking? Wish it was poison.
Why are you being so... Chip, why are you being so mean?
I fucking hit hard, I play hard, and I fucking laugh hard.
Nice.
It's a bubbly. Bubbly.
Matt, are you regretting this decision?
Oh, every second of it. I feel my career going away from me by the moment.
Yeah, look at the back there. He's got Apprentice stuff back there.
Oh, yeah.
He's on The Apprentice.
It's a whole lot of me.
Yeah.
My greatest photo of all time right there.
Let me see that. Who is that?
What's the name? Stallone.
Look at that. Oh.
And a chubby Matt Eisman in an elf sweater.
Wow.
Yo, what did you say to... here's what I would have said. If I met Stallone, I would have said, yo, ain't going to be no rematch.
Oh, that's actually a really good imagine? One.
Yeah, okay. Good. Security.
What'd you say to him?
I said, say my name. I said, I'm a huge fan. May I take a photo with you?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And you're gonna have some magic words that makes him your friend.
I know. I did think
it ain't
that.
Gonna happen.
Sure, it will.
Go and cut me, man. Cut
unless you're Jimmy. Jimmy Norton could do that with Ozzy and De Niro. I don't know how.
Nothing is over. Nothing. Was my boy? You asked me. I didn't ask you.
I met Schwarzenegger one time, right? He was in a mall. There was a group of people, but I yelled to him. He thought it was cute. I go, like when he's walking out, I screamed, I'll be back.
What did he do? What?
Yeah.
Did he do what we're doing now?
He just kept walking.
Screamed it fucking loud, too.
Yeah.
Really loud.
Must have been the delivery.
Called Nicolas Cage. Right. I feel your pain.
Hey, was there a man trying to tell you about smoke and lights?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
All right, let's do Arnold. Everybody wants to riff. Okay, cool. So, Matt, you did a little Arnold. Let me do him now. I know now why you cry, but it's not something I can do.
What was that from?
Terminator 2.
Oh,
right before.
There you go.
It didn't sound like.
Go ahead, Ant. Do one.
I'll get to the chopper.
Bob, do one.
Come on.
Shush.
What was that?
That was when he was in Predator and the girl was going to talk when the Predator, he went, shush.
That's cool. The one line for Predator no one knows about.
That's fucking good. Shush. So you met Stallone. Are you going to be in The Expendables? Come on, Matt. Don't be shy.
I told him I would be happy to be killed by them in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really? That's a chill thing to say.
I wish Chip would do that.
Nah, you know what I would have said? I would have said, like, yo, if you guys need somebody who knows how to work a machine gun, I'm your man.
Huh?
That would make sense. That's a.
I feel like I just ate something bad. I don't feel well.
Is that a good one?
I feel like we're doing something wrong.
That's not really.
It's not a good one.
Not that good. I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
It does.
Hard for me to be. It's hard for me to be embarrassed when I look like this, but it does happen.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Wow. Winston.
So let me ask you another question, Matt, because you met so many celebs. Who you been chilling with?
Now?
Yeah, like in quarantine, who's like a buddy you talk to, you might Zoom with, whatevs?
Nobody famous.
Nah?
No.
Who's a celeb that you had supper with one time?
I did hang out with Vince Neil from Motley Crue quite a bit when we were doing Apprentice, which was awesome. Go. And I couldn't help but tell him, I remember when I saw them on the Feel Good Tour in 91 at the Brendan Byrne Arena, he effectively gave the equivalent of, huh? I don't think he remembered much from the 90s.
Yeah.
I met fucking Vince Neil one time, right? I walk up to him. I see him there, right? And he's in a Starbucks, right? But I'm like, that's Vince Neil. So I walk up to him, right?
Look,
I go,
just doesn't give a fuck.
I'm so fucking shattered.
It's a good Bob. Trust me.
Good story.
I fucking see Vince. I says to myself,
I hate the way you paint a picture.
I says to myself, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to say something to him about the crew. So I walk up to him. You know, I'm not acting too crazy. And I go, where's the milk? And he looks at me. I go, where's the milk? And he goes over there. And I go, yo, man, I seen you guys once fucking jamming.
That was essentially the same story I told. It was very similar.
I wish you'd paint a picture like our bud Dwight.
I knew I was coming.
Nah, dude, because if I did that, I would be dead.
That's true, Chippa. No one wants that. Oops, my camera again.
No.
Why? Your camera's doing what we all want to.
Yeah.
The camera can't even take it. It's just like, I'm shutting off.
Dude, Why? Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead. I'm going to do the camera line. Go ahead. Go.
Why did you Oh, God.
Dude.
Hollywood Bobby, come on.
Go ahead, Bob. Go.
What?
Go.
I'm not. I don't have anything. I forget it.
Foot. Your turn. Bobby. Foot. Clearfield. Ball now.
Anthony, why does your camera keep going out?
It's a Canon camera, and unless it's being recording or something, for some reason I can't get the option to turn it so it just keeps on the whole time.
Right, it keeps turning off.
Did you?
Canon? Is your girlfriend, shoot.
Is your girlfriend unplugging it on the floor because her play set's on the floor?
No, you asshole. No, I don't know why. I've gone through all the settings. I changed everything to no power saver mode, no anything. It should just stay on.
I know,
it doesn't.
I know
it shuts
why.
Off every half hour.
I know why. Do you know why?
Why?
Yep.
Because I have a GH5 and
he's got one too.
Continuously plays. The reason why yours does it, because if they continuously plays, boom, it's considered a camcorder and they have to pay more taxes.
That's right. So it won't continually play.
If they shut it off in a half hour, it's a camera, it's less money.
That's right. Bob just made that up, by the way.
Less money. It's a great camera.
No, it's a lot of money, but they don't want it to be considered a camcorder. GH5S, they paid the money. It continuously goes for 3 hours for whatever.
Dude, you got to upgrade, Mr. C. You know, you want the best. You got to pay for it.
Dude, you put your camera on your bandolier. Yo, dude, you sounded like Matt. You sounded like Pesci. Do you do a Pesci? I do a Pesci.
Oh, you do a Pesci? I do a Pesci.
What do I amuse you?
Fuck, that's the one I was going to do.
No! What the fuck kind of people are they? Hey.
That's a good one.
Hey, Henry. What the fuck? Am I amusing you, Henry?
You look like an angry asshole.
Oh. So I'm Anthony. All right. All right, hold on a second. Matt, you be Pesci, I'll be De Niro.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What do I amuse you?
You're looking at me.
What's from a totally different movie?
Am I amused? Are you amused?
And that's from no movie. Okay.
Am I?
Should play the part.
Are you amused?
Yeah.
I think the answer is no.
Yes, the audience.
Matt, all kidding aside, got a poster behind you. Clean house. Talk about it. What is it? We'll promote it.
It was a home makeover show I did for 6 years where I was the go-to guy, the handyman.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I knew how to put together an IKEA cabinet. I faked everything. I hate to pull the wall back, but I didn't know how to do anything.
Give us a little bit of advice that we could all use. How do you get hair and blood off a toilet seat?
Ask Jim Norton if he's hungry.
Oh, old copper breath Norton. Don't worry, Matt. We'll cut anything that might get you in trouble.
My career's gone.
Jesus Christ.
It's hard to get good guests on this program.
He's a fucking a catch, Matt Eisenman, to have on
show. Yeah, he is.
Fucking awesome.
I tried keeping this one pretty clean.
You did. You did. What? And where's Christina tonight? Is she off chugging down a gallon of ouzo?
We only got 4 windows.
What?
Why is that? It's Zoom. You could do as many as you want.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I thought we could only have 3 people besides me.
You can have 100.
Yeah, it's, you know, the
you
latest
could do a party.
Thing.
You could do a party in here and have all the people in at once, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, now you know. For
you
next
should
time.
Do that on one of these nights in quarantine. Have a party and invite all the guests you've ever had to be on.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but if you say, is my internet connection get a little bit better? Did it get better?
Yes, it did.
It does look a little better than it did. You were very clippy and choppy. Yeah,
unfortunately, it did.
All right.
And how's Matt dealing with the quarantine, though?
He's all right. He's home right now.
I was
he's asking him.
Right.
Oh, Matt. Oh,
I'm. This is. I got to do a great show earlier with Mike Calta and his co-host, which was a ton of fun.
Mr.
And
Robert Kelly.
And this, and these are the highlights of my day. I'm doing nothing. There's
nothing. He's calling your show nothing, Bobby.
No, I don't. Well, all right.
No, that show and this are the highlights of my day.
I was the highlight. The other part was the nothing, Anthony.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mr. Kumia, you read into things too quick.
I'm sorry.
By the way,
I had dice on yesterday. It was awesome.
Did you really?
Madman. Yeah.
How was he?
He's dealing with the quarantine. I got masks on. You can't be with who is. You know.
Do your dice impression.
He was.
I just did.
He was.
I just. He's the worst.
I don't
get
it.
He's the fucking worst.
All we have to do is not show up and it ends. You understand?
Yeah.
Nah, do it. Do the thing about, because you do a really good dice. Like, do something about the poems or whatever you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
The Corona's got me at home. I did that because Matt Eisenman's here.
That's true. Matt's got a real career.
He works for a real company.
Let's keep it clean. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
What about Mike Calter? How come he won't come on this show? Is it because me actually, and him are at war for control of Tampa?
No, he said he wants to. We talked about it tonight. The next show, he does go to bed early because he has to wake up at 4:30.
All right.
So hopefully you can do it like an earlier show, but he would love to do it if you'd have him on.
How about next Friday then? Maybe on a fucking Friday, TGIF?
Yeah, that's a good one. 9 o'clock on Friday. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's chill. Maybe we'll get him. We'll get fucking Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, that sounds like a good show.
Be a fucking party. Everybody will laugh. Sure. I'll just riff.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm in the New York City before all this stuff happened. It was a very fun night. And then everything just stopped happening. Everything just stopped. We're ceasing to exist as people.
Where'd you see him? Where'd you see Bert Kreischer?
I saw him at the Orpheum in New York City.
What's the
Ground
Orpheum?
Ground Zero. It's a theater. How long are we going to go into this?
I don't know what the Orpheum is.
You've been there.
Nah.
Nah, what?
Where's Chippa playing in New York City?
I had a fucking acoustic thing lined up at the Garden. But it got canceled because fucking Billy Joel got a residency. So I was like, why don't you give me one? And they're like, well, let's see what you can do with the first one. You're a crazy guy. You know, so I fucking...
He got that 10 years ago.
What's that?
He got the residency like 10 years ago.
Hold on a second. I had a fucking new acoustic tune that I'm working on.
Oh, can we hear it? I love Chip's songs. What was that one you did from the park bench, The Rain, last show?
Oh, wait a second. What exactly is the rain? When will the rain stop falling? What exactly is the rain? When will the rain stop falling?
What the fuck? What are we doing?
It's nice, right?
It's a song. There was a video with it.
That song's going to be in my head for...
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, I was singing that one for a while.
Oh, yeah, that was like, we're back. we're older and we ain't much wiser.
You know, it's great when the song finally goes out of your head, then you see that somebody sent you a text with a voice attachment and you hit it and it's the same fucking song.
I hope that's a gun you're putting next to your head.
No, Bob, because then I'd be shooting myself.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Not a song that I was working on because everybody is so sad and it was about what's been happening.
Oh, cool. Topical. Nice.
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Just one line. COVID, you got us feeling down. COVID, my tears are on the ground.
Your pinkies infuriate me. Whatever the fuck...
My tears are on the ground.
It felt like an upbeat song, though.
It should have a little melancholy in there, right? A little sad.
No, but it was about
COVID.
You got me feeling down, COVID. My tears are on the ground, COVID. Everyone is so down.
That's a good. You just
Slaughter came up with another song. That was a
another
good one.
Verse.
Yeah, yep. Another verse was the same one as the other one. The same fucking verse right after the other one.
Good. It's gonna be a big. People can relate to it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Relate to what?
The sadness.
My pain.
Pain,
I feel like we need a song to sum up what we're all feeling. Something.
Oh, yeah.
Just a song that everyone could kind of listen to.
Yeah.
Feel like an anthem.
An anthem for this. To bring us together.
For the whole time.
Kind of our We Are the World for COVID.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Something nice, right? That brings everybody together. Oh. Something about locked in.
You've inspired him.
Oh, shit. I can't do that. I cannot fucking. Well, good. Like he's Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm creating.
A fucking song.
Bob, I'm creating.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Bob. Help out. We're going to wrap up soon, Bob. Don't worry. You're calling me MJ.
Yeah. You should have, like, it should be slower, though. Matt's right.
You think so?
COVID.
It could build. I feel like it's got to start 19. Real intimate.
Something, yeah, slow.
Maybe you could write it this week, and you could get all of us on here, 20 of us, and we'll all sing it like We Are the World.
Oh, like wow. We Are the World. Dude.
Everybody has their
talking.
Own, everybody has their own parts.
Yeah.
I want my line to be like, we are a part together.
Oh, great line. Jot
that
down.
That's nice. Chip. Yeah. Even if we're experienced rainy and sunny weather.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What the poetry. Fuck?
It's a little slam poetry for you, Bobby.
Yeah, it's like we're watching
Eminem. I want mine to be, I never want to do this again.
You mean like Corona and quarantining?
No, this podcast. Of
course. I never want to do this again. I treat you like an enemy. You're no friend. Oh, COVID, be gone, I say.
Fuck me, dude. Fuck me.
It's so infuriating.
His fingers.
Oh, the fingers really are.
I want to bite them off.
Dumb pinkies. Like little,
they look like little gherkins.
He's Don Pickles over there.
hold on a second. Pinky. Gherkins, pickles. What's another thing for pickles?
Cucumber?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Fucking Christ.
All right, before we go, Matt, take us on a little tour of the room. Who's that picture in the bottom left there? There's two pictures behind you.
Benedict Cumberbatch, right there.
Oh, yeah.
I took a photo of him at the Emmys. Fanboying, once again, it was shocking.
Dude, fucking, I think I could probably do a better Sherlock Holmes than he does. I'd be like, hey. You know,
he's very good. I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Can you do a British accent?
Oh, sure can. Hey, look at that. Where's the clue?
Wow, I thought I was right there on the River Thames.
It's like he's the real person.
Yeah. He does these impersonations.
Thank you. Bob, what are you doing with your hand up there? What are you doing? You looking for a rafter? All right.
I'm trying to fix my camera. I'm sorry.
What are you trying to make
your skin do? Looks fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know what he puts on it? Foot. Foot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Someone recently said something behind Bobby on the wall looks like a Hardy Lang. What was it?
It looks, it's actually,
his left shoulder.
Yeah.
It's my chip. It's a chip mask I found at a flea market. You want to see it?
But yeah, let's see. Looks like Hardy
Check
Lang.
This out. Check out this mask.
Now, let me see. Oh, God.
You should. Greg Brady had that over his bed, and something almost fell on him.
Remember, we all need to wear our masks.
That's good. Yes, wear your mask. You're one
that
of
could
the
be
heroes.
It too. Masks. We're all wearing them.
Matt, you used to be a surgeon or something, or a doctor.
A doctor.
Right?
Hey, look, it's a chip mask, and now look, it's a Jim Norton mask.
Because he's a loudmouth, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Can't keep him quiet.
We can't keep him quiet. There's only one way to keep him fucking quiet.
That's right. Put an idea in his head and let him create.
Yeah, but put one in his mouth.
Yep. Let him, that's probably better.
How are you dealing with this? Like, do you know people, doctors, that are having a hard time on the front lines?
A lot of friends who are working in New York, and some of them have gone into the ER to volunteer to work there, and they got infected. They're okay.
ER, hold on. Emergency room.
Emergency room.
That's right.
Did I win? Did I win your show?
You did. You did.
Well, Eric Rinchell. Eric Rinchell.
Who's that?
What's that?
Who's that?
He was the guy in my neighborhood who got fucking lost two legs in a weird accident skydiving.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, got caught in a fence landing. Both his legs ripped off. Eric Rinchell. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry. It's
a town full of tragedy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The
Are you doctors, glad you're not a doctor now?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad.
Me too,
I'm
man.
Hospitals.
So I am. Yeah. I am not a hero. I am somebody who likes being not on the front lines.
I am a hero, but I just bring laughter, which is a medicine in itself.
It's a very good medicine.
I think you replaced the H with a Z.
No, because that would mean I'm a zero, which is kind of like being a worthless piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel bad. I don't know why, but I feel bad.
Don't, Bobby.
You took it too far.
Yeah. But I try to give laughter. I try to bring laughter to people in times of tragedy.
And trying is the most important part.
Sure. Yes.
Regardless.
Okay. Well, this was a lot of fun.
What Matt, a blast.
Hope you enjoyed yourself, Matt.
Thanks, Chippa. I may be good unemployed soon, so thank you.
No, not. We were all very nice.
It was a great time hanging with you guys.
No one's going to see this, Matt. You're okay.
That's not true, Bob. I just signed a deal.
With who?
The devil, I bet, right?
Al Jazeera.
Oh.
That explains big Chippa fans.
That explains the internet connection and the hat.
I thought it was because they heard he bombed.
Jesus, right?
Everybody has some good ideas. But I'm fucking on Al Jazeera, right? Which is probably where I got my look from.
I just said that.
It's just maddening. It's so angering.
What's that?
There you go.
What's that?
Oh, now. Hey, Bobby. Put on that mask because we all wear a mask. Corona is only the excuse, but not the mask I wear every day.
Oh, what the fuck?
You know how great it would be? How fun would it be while he's wearing that to see a cement truck come through the door and just hit him?
Sometimes we have tears of joy. Sometimes we have tears of sorrow. But you put that all down and you look towards tomorrow, Chippa.
Oh. True. And wow. those bug eyes look like Bob's the first day in juvie when he was in the shower.
I didn't get fucked in juvie, dude. You were only in for 3 months.
Exactly. That's why you had such bad luck, old plump hiney. Little plump hiney.
3 months.
All right, listen.
Wow.
Matt, where can people check out your fantastic game show?
Anywhere you get podcasts. Factorious. Right there. Check it out.
I love it. Take me to the dance. Coming soon. All right. Anthony, where can they see your fucking Dice interview or your Joe Rogan interview?
Oh, my God. Compoundmedia.com. That's it. Go there. All the information's there for you.
All right. That's chill. Bobby, give a plug for Daddy. Plug on this platform.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. 6 nights a week. Me and Calta. Mike Calta. Calta and Kelly. Almost 1,000 pounds of funny. Almost.
Yeah, and then it's him.
Very close. We're very close. closer, closer than we'd like to be. And of course, that's all I got. That's my job right now, is that.
All right, listen. This was a lot of fun. Awesome. And if anybody needs to laugh, treat yourself to a Chippa cameo. There really is nothing that heals the heart like a Chippa cameo. Oh, now, Matt, you're familiar with how we end the program, are you not?
Send in the Chippa.
No, I count down.
Send
in the Chippa.
Get to the Chippa.
What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking Arnold line, but you wouldn't know that. Watching
the Matt. Send in the Chippas.
This is a take on the Die Hard.
That's right.
Yippee-ki-yay line, right. But only it's Chippee-ki-yay. And we don't say the MF word. We say Father Mucker.
Yeah, because it's cleaner.
Because it's okay. Nice. And I'm going to count it. For a major network.
I'm going to count it down.
Yes.
68.
Well, no.
All right.
I gotta put
that's a long countdown.
I got to go in. It's 10 o'clock.
Stupid.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Chippy-kai-yay,
motherfucker.